Blog Talk Radio.
Good look at yourself, Maggie. You're crude in conduct and in speech, which detract from your natural beauty. Your looks and figure put most women to shame. And you don't need me to tell you this, that you're attractive. How far do these kisses go? That'll be up to you. Are we ready? You risked your life. You thought first about me. Sure, I'm ready, Brother John. Turn your head, child. John tightly embraced Maggie and kissed her deeply in the mouth. John, you're taking advantage. I'm not stone. He lifts Maggie in his arms. Inside, if it pleases you. Cookie, sit here in the lobby a while. We're going inside to talk.
We won't be long, baby. Take your time. Don't worry about me.
Maggie was on the watch at a certain bowling alley. Hi, funny face.
Hi, slick American.
There's something I want to announce.
Sounds like math, but hear it.
I have tamed the great shrew. Oops, I done got the great Maggie Patterson.
Shut your filthy mouth.
And I shall tell the whole wide world.
If I let you live that long.
And you know what that means.
What, pray tell? You tell me. Before I lay you low.
That means I'm now it?
Oh, no. I control.
Not anymore, kid.
You bloody. You took complete advantage of me. You knew I was weak for you.
I won't tease you, my glamorous queen.
John embraced Maggie and kissed her in the mouth.
Before we start that up again, no more lying to me, Brother John. Who is Mr. Jack?
Mr. Jack is my twin brother, Maggie. We fought together as mercenaries. He saw opportunities and he took advantage of them. He seeks from me the original emblem of our family's coat of arms that he shot our father over.
You can knock me down with a feather.
And I think he was just in here, Maggie.
Maggie here. Surround the area. Check all cars at last. Meet me at Alley 9.
In his 19th century haven, decorated with Victorian antiques and with two glistening trophy sabers set on the wall above the fireplace, he gazed out his bay window at the forests and blue lake waters. The wind whistled through the crowded oaks and maples, blowing on the pounding surf and carrying the harmonious twitter of bird song. Hi, Jackie. I haven't been called that for some time, dear brother. You're the only one who's ever caught me, hands down. They had orders to take you alive. I had wanted to talk with you. Outfoxed at last. I saw you kiss the country's famous rugged beauty. She won't make it in politics. Too glamorous. And she's been an endless thorn in my butt. Do you love her, Johnny? Maybe. She's one you can't buy, Jackie. Don't I know it? She's got as much money as I. She won't let you infest her country. She might be too late, Johnny. Leave her be, Jackie. She's not alone now. I get even in a big way. You haven't changed, Johnny. You've had your reign of death and destruction. We had wanted to conquer the world. Not this way. I needn't ask your prime motivation, Johnny. When a man shoots his own father, he's got to be stopped. It was self-defense, Johnny. You know that temper of his? All I wanted was the emblem. He'll be all right, won't he? His wound will heal, but not the one in his heart. He never had the emblem. So, it was you all the time. What's your game plan, Johnny? If you take me in, I'll beat you to the exit. My pocketbook is wide. I wouldn't want it printed, Brother Shoots Brother, Jackie. What do you propose, my valiant twin brother? Close all your operations. Your junk is ruining the world. That'll make me the underworld's biggest rat. You'll have to kill me. And you don't have the heart for that. Do you, dear brother? All right. A proposition. Yes, Johnny? We started out with the same teacher in Detroit. I challenge you to a duel. Agreed? Are you serious, dear foolish brother? I've had years of experience since then, and have done in the best. I'm the greatest swordsman in the world. No one challenges me. I've kept up too, Jackie. Agreed? Or are you yellow? Yellow? You stupid ass. You've always been the chivalrous one. That is your one big mistake. And to think you had me. Agreed! They both rushed to the two sabers set on the wall. Take this and that and that. Mr. Jerk on the attack. Lunge for a hit. John parried. They came together. Mr. Jack threw John over his shoulder. John double somersaulted, twisting on his lass to face Mr. Jack. My amazing brother. You never enjoyed fighting, did you, Johnny?
I didn't enjoy killing.
That makes me the superior mercenary. No weakness. That's why my kind will always rule. I can feel that emblem right in my hands, dear Johnny. It belongs to me. I could give it true meaning in our time. Take this and that and this. Mr. Jack made a power thrust. John parrying, clutching and falling backward with his foot on Mr. Jack's frame, flipped him over backward. Mr. Jack backward somersaulted on his feet in position to attack. At Mr. Jack advancing and backing John, he kicked a chair behind John, tripping John as he thrust and made a hit on John's right arm. Ah-ha! Full of dirty tricks, aren't we? The day is mine! Your fencing arm is gone. You are now a bleeding cripple before the master.
The other, Mr. Master. What? We were never dexterous. It's all in the mind, dear Jackie. I'll be hanged.
Mr. Jack made a high thrust as John came lower. He made a hit on Mr. Jack's thigh and fell Mr. Jack.
Ah-ha! The taste of cold steel. Where'd you learn this low maneuver?
From a Maharaja. Can you stand, Jackie?
It's paralyzed.
You've done me in right. Or should I say left? Johnny the Conqueror. Now you hold the world's title. Why didn't you kill me, Johnny? I'm taking you in. We want you alive. You've got a lot of talking to do. And shame on you for risking your life over the devil's junk and evil people. Whatever happened to your faith, Jackie? Used it up. I've fed thousands of starving children, Johnny. You've also ruined thousands. This will be your redemption before God. Before God. Permit me to call emergency before we both bleed to death. You hear that, Johnny? No. What? My bird song. Lounging from his balcony on Maggie's vast, prestigious estate and downing a tall choice of Irish whiskey, John perused over the expansive green hills, dense woodlands, and steel lagoons. Disturbed by water skiing Canadian geese flying in at play under a Canadian sky. Your great country, I delivered the biggest menace in the world today, and you just let him slip away in the night and slay your best man.
No one will live, and my heart is still in pain.
There's no duty to God and country when poor fools can be tempted.
Those at fault shall pay, and let's not start throwing stones. Look at you. You're dying inside to go after him. You may have to fight an army he bought.
I've fought armies before, my dear. You took good care of Cookie's welfare with your beautiful, warm heart.
Thank you.
And you're off to Ottawa for politics. And your platform?
No separation. God and government as one.
That's pretty powerful.
That could happen with May for the strong suitor. The love of God is infectious. That needs a push. We can make a start here together.
Yeah? Your angle.
Make an honest woman of me before God and my country.
A rash American husband is all the handicap you would need.
The world is changing, lad.
Not that much.
Oh, yes. North America can do with a little love. Come here. Let me give your other two kisses.
No, wait. I'm paid.
What say you, Brother John?
Let's give this world a whirl.